Research continues on trying to find out why navel orangeworm is attracted to pistachio nuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Louise Ferguson is with the Department of Plant Sciences at UC Davis, a UCANR Cooperative Extension Specialist. Is it something on the surface of that pistachio shell that the navel orangeworm desires?
That's what we're hoping to find out, because the navel orangeworm attracted to the nut when there is sufficient mass or sufficient maturity to support the growth of the larvae that develop from the egg she deposits. Now, if we knew what the nut is doing to signal female navel orangeworm to lay her eggs, then we could perhaps anticipate some preventive or prophylactic measures. And Dr. Selena Wang, just a crack chemist in the Department of Food Science at Davis, is working with Barbara and Julia and myself on those volatiles.
That's Louise Ferguson, UC Davis Plant Scientist Extension Specialist. And more news, the last thing any almond grower wants to do is spend money on something that's not needed to produce an optimum crop. One proven way growers can avoid applying too much fertilizer is by accurately estimating the yield expected from their trees. Even in established orchards, yields can vary from year to year based on a variety of factors. The age of the trees, weather and soil conditions all can affect yields. It's good to look back on your records regarding yields in certain blocks. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.